Thy presence is here. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit here under my control.
Now listen. Be quiet. Don't move around. Just sit still. Pray. Use prayer. Look this way. You without prayer cards. And you with prayer cards. When you come here, if he goes to speak to you, don't say it. Just wait. Let him get you talking, and you know where he's speaking. Huh? See what he tells you. Sometimes when you break up, then you break the vision, you see. And that stops me. Because I hear you talking, and back here, and here you are as a little girl or a little boy talking, and then it brings me out of vision. Just let him get through talking, to hear me ask him, and then the vision's over. I'll be ready. Ready. Is this the lady? If you will, if someone walks home, better would you watch real close tonight if you can. Don't let me stay too long. But let me stay as long as possible. Now, everybody real reverent and be in prayer. Now, you can imagine my position standing here before this, I suppose, 3,000 people, not only, maybe more, and standing here for this woman, a stranger. Would you like to walk up and take the place before you have it? Neither would I. But I'm depending on Him, the Lord Jesus, who promised that I'll be with you. He has been to this time, and I believe He will, and will help me now. Because I believe Him, and I trust Him, and I believe that He will do it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, surely will help us tonight. And let's just keep in prayer, and as we talk, believe on the Lord with all of our hearts. And I trust that the Lord Jesus will bring these things to pass in time. All right, sister. Now, just a little talk with you. Now, the first thing I see you is what you're wearing glasses, you see. But now, being here the first patient here, are we strange to each other? We don't know each other. Our first time meeting in life. If so, the people know that, would just raise your hand so they know we must know it all. I ever know you. You're a perfect stranger to me. But God has known you since you were born and before you were born. He's known me the same way. Now, if you need healing of your body, I don't know. But if you do, see, if I could do it, I would. If I wouldn't, I'd be a breach. See, if I could do it and wouldn't do it. But I can't do it because it isn't in man to do it. It's God. God's mercy. Now, if you will let me know, just like you and I are talking, like the woman at the well of Samaria talked to the Lord Jesus, he talked to her just long enough to get a conversation to strike her spirit. And that's why I'm doing the same thing. Just to know, if you will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it as His presence and Him doing it? And will believe in Him? You'll accept it if it's if it's for finances, you believe you'll get it. If it's for salvation, you believe you'll get it. If it's whatever you're asking, you believe you'll get it. If God will reveal it to me what you're here for, then it shows He knows what you want. Will the rest of you all do the same? Believe it all your heart? I just believe. As I look to you, as Peter and John said at the gate, called beautiful to the triple man, look on us. See? For she was trying to see. Perhaps the vision struck as it does for all things, showing that the man could walk and he'd pick him up. Because he knew he could walk, as he'd seen the vision, that he could walk. Now, to you, your trouble, you got a hurting in your back. It's in your back where your trouble is. Then also, you've had an examination of some sort, and it's a growth on your spine. You have a growth on your spine. Then I see him looking at your wrist. You got a growth on your right wrist, got above the little knot. You can't see it here, but it's there anyhow. That is true. Then you're not from here. I see you come from the south this way, and you're passing the street walking. It's got a lot of great big palm trees, and you're by a seashore, where you live in a city where the sea rolls in and out like this, and it's a it looks like all to know. It's treasures. You're from Miami. That's where you're from. That's right. You are. I go back home and be well. He's fasting as you well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. of doubt, believe. You shall have what you ask for if you can only believe. Now, oh, if I could only, my audience would only know what a feeling that puts on me. I just feel like I'm shaking to pieces right now, see? It's because of that woman's healing. Now, it just seems like a stream from out in there just pouring everywhere. What is it? You're conscious now that something's here besides man, see? And your spirit, see, it isn't me that does this. You're the one who does it. See, the woman, it wasn't Jesus healed the woman. The woman caught this, pulled it through Jesus. It's God's gift, but your faith is pulling God's gift. See? God can use his gift, or you can use it. Now, see this woman standing here? I suppose we're strangers to one another, ladies. Well, God knows you, doesn't he? I don't. But if God will reveal to me, just for his glory, which you know that he receives all the glory, for man cannot do those things. Now, if you will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe it and accept, if you believe that you'll get what you ask for? In some contact with somebody else, you suffer with a trouble that upsets your stomach, but it's under your right side, which is a gallbladder. You have gallbladder trouble. And you have, I believe it's a blood condition, diabetes also. You have the sugar, diabetes. Now, I see someone standing near you. It's a young man, kind of husky. It's your son. He's a preacher, and he's with somebody who's got a wearing shawls or something. Or he's got a four square preacher, and he's a kind of a husky fellow, and he's red headed. That's right. Go home. You have what you asked for. Your faith makes you. Do you believe? God bless you, ladies. We are strangers to each other. Of course, I can see your trouble. It's just placed on your nose. Now you look to me just a moment. Maybe seeing that's your trouble. Maybe God will tell me something else that you can see. Anyone can see that, you see. Like if you go out here and say, this man's sitting here crippled in a wheelchair, anybody sees that. This man here on the stretcher, this man here, sure, anybody sees that. But the thing is, somebody looks well, and then the mysterious part is, what about them? That's the part. Now you look to me, if you realize that something's come over you, then. That is the Spirit of the Lord. Now, that is a growth that you're afraid of being a cancer. And that was caused, you got it hurt. You hurt your nose some time ago. And it's been coming like that, growing up to this place. And somehow or another, between you and I, there come great rolling waves, like water rolling. And you're leading or going through some, it's a sea. You're a missionary. And you're from, I believe, the Bermuda Islands or somewhere in one of those places where, off of a
problem.
Yeah, where you're, and you're trying to go back, aren't you? God bless you. Have faith in God. Believe. Ladies, are we strangers to each other? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you, but God knows you. Now, quickly, I begin to see like a little dark shadow moving. And it's a wearisome spirit causing you to be nervous. You get real nervous, don't you? You have a nervous condition, especially I see you in a kind of a late of the afternoon like that, you get your most nervous. And sometimes you sit down from your work. That's right. Then you have something wrong in your back, kidney trouble. It's in your back. Then you're wearing your glasses, and that's from weak eyes. And that was caused from some kind of something that happened like smallpox or something settled in your eyes long ago.
Yes.
That is true. You believe you're in his presence?
Yes, sir.
You believe that that's him speaking through me? That wasn't my voice then. That was his. Now this is mine. You believe then if he's that present and lay hands on you, what he say would happen? It shall recover. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Come here. This I do in obedience to the commandments of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that this woman be healed. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing now. And God be merciful and bless you. How do you do, lady? You believe with all your heart? We will be strangers to each other, I suppose. You want to get healed of that real trouble? You was healed in him. Jesus Christ made you well, lady. Amen. See, you don't need your prayer cards. You don't have to have them. You just have to have faith in God. Just look before you believe that I told you the truth. See, that's all I ask you to do. The lady was sitting there praying. And she was praying, saying, Lord, let the man turn around and call me and I'll accept it. If that's right, lady, wave your hand. Raise up your hand and wave. See, just put in your prayer to me. See? In this dimension, you're not in this world. You're somewhere else. See? Oh, isn't he wonderful? He's raised from the dead. Can't you say praise be to the living God? The great Jehovah. He's not left his people without a witness. He's come to us in this day. And we worship him and praise him with all of our hearts. Amen. Now, look this away just a moment, lady, that I might be able to say something to you. Perhaps that would help you. I hope so. It'll have to come through God. You know that. I see you've been to a doctor, and a doctor was examining a left eye, and it was in some sort of a place like a there's another vision moving into the far back behind me. You have been a place where they operated or burnt something or another, burned a growth off your eye. And then it's come back again, and this doctor tells you it has to be cut out now. That's the truth. You believe that Jesus will let you get well? Come here.
Almighty God, in the name of him who is pleased between us, God be merciful to the woman. May she be well and live a long life. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go now and be healed.
Have faith. Don't doubt. You believe, lady? Now, we're strangers to one another. But there's one thing that's sure God knows us both, doesn't he? You are suffering with a hideous thing called cancer. And you have death spirit lingering near you. And then one thing you need worse than that is salvation to the soul. That's right. Will you accept Jesus as your Savior now? You're a sinner. If you will repent now and give your life to Christ, Christ will heal you. Will you give him your life?
Almighty God, her sins be forgiven her. And I pray, God, that you will take every sin away and heal her tonight and make her well. I condemn the devil that bound this woman. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, little lady. You tried hard. You know you've been condemned. On your road to here, you were praying that God would do something for you. You was ready to repent. Is that right?
and your sins are forgiven now. Go on your road rejoicing and serve the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, I didn't read the woman's mind. I'm not. This woman here, lay your hand over on my hand just a minute. I won't look her in the face. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with you standing here like this, never looking at you, will you believe that Jesus sent me? Will you do it, lady? You have diabetes. Jesus Christ makes you well. Is that right? Go on your road rejoicing. You don't have to do that. Just take, let me add your hand a moment, lady. Yeah, I see you trying to get out of the bed, lady. You're stiffening your body as far as life. Is that right? Go off the platform, Jesus heals you. Makes you well. Come, will you, lady? Just a moment. Where's the colored people? It's you. On the path. Do you believe me as God's prophet? You have no prayer card, do you? Do you believe that God can tell me what's wrong with you? Will you accept me as his prophet and obey me? Then get up from the pot and go home and eat your supper. Jesus Christ will make you well. Amen. Ladies, you believe that God heals your diabetes? Go on your road rejoicing and be made well. Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. Let's say praise be to the living God. Let us say praise be to God. All right, sister. You believe Jesus makes you well. Believe with all your heart. Jesus Christ, Jesus, from the Lord and God, and thanks be to God. Farewell, as I told you, Jesus stand on the line. Would you believe me? Yes, you are, my dear brother. Go on the road and be happy and enjoy it. Come. You believe, ladies? Go eat your supper. Jesus Christ, Jesus, is coming for you. You will be made well. You believe? Come, ladies. You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be God's servant? The kid in trouble leaves you, then go on your road rejoicing and your back's made well. You go and move made well in Jesus' name. Come. What you believe? Just a moment. You believe me, lady? Look at this foul black streak coming across this way. Think you see it? There it is. It's them two women sitting right back on that second row. Both of you are suffering with female trouble, ladies' trouble. That's right. You have the same thing. All three of you stand up. Jesus Christ heals all three of you. There goes the streak away from you. Go on your road rejoicing. Be made well. Have faith in God. The lady sitting right back there is back trouble. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well? You believe it with all your heart? If you do, you can receive it. God bless you. Go home and be made well if you can believe. Amen. You don't feel that hay fever? You believe that God will make you well? You do? All right, He heals you. Lay your hand on that lady next to you there. She has heart trouble. Let's see if she can see you too. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless her also and make her well. Amen. You know the reason she was healed? Lady, you was a baby. That heart trouble you've been having, this lady here had heart trouble too. You was both healed at the same time. So you can go home and be made well. God bless you. And now you have the same thing. It left at the same time it left from her. There's that fine hookup right like that. You're healed. Go home rejoicing and be made well. Hallelujah! You believe? Have faith in God. So I'll go out of the song, go home. Amen. You don't feel that three bodies sitting back there? You believe that God makes you well? Your faith heals you just then, lady. Rise to your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. Come, lady. The anemic condition is gone also, so you can go on your own. Amen. You believe? Oh, it's your female trouble, John. Have faith. Is this one of the patients? Are you the patient, sir? You believe? You believe on me as God's prophet? I believe you're telling the truth. You've been hurt. You've been struck with a piece of steel or metal, and you've had a brain operation. I see something like trains or railroads. You were saying you had an operation. You're a Catholic also, by faith. You're a Catholic. And your name is David. Your first name's Walter. You live at 909 2nd Street.
Your home, sir.
Pray the Lord Jesus, He makes you well. Jesus Christ, grant it to you. Why don't you get up to the altar of trouble laying on that cot, lady? Rise up! In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, this is God. Oh, this is God. Lift your hands and give glory to the God of heaven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit around here under my control. For the glory of God, and to you out there who has not prayer cards, no way for you to get up here without prayer cards and want Jesus Christ to heal you, would you raise up your hand? Just look. Everywhere. Now, I say this. If He comes in His anointing power, see, it isn't, I don't do this. It's nothing I can do about it. You're the one who does it. It's your faith that does it. This is just a gift. When God wants to show me a vision, He just comes down and picks me up and shows me the whole thing, how it's going to be. And then I come tell the people, and that's just what happens. It never has failed. I'm 46 years old. It never failed. Not one time. Ask anybody. Did you ever see? But now, you yourself, you are Christians, and you pull that gift out. See? It isn't me. It's your faith that does it. If you don't have no faith, there's nothing can be done. It's your faith that operates the gift. Just like Christ when He was here on earth. He was, this little gift in me is just like a spoonful out of the ocean out here. And Christ was like the whole ocean. But remember, the same tentacles that's in that spoonful is in the whole ocean, so see? It's just not as much of it, see? So it's that's the way a gift of God is. Now, it's your faith that operates the gift. The woman touched His garment. Jesus never said, no, He said, thy faith has made thee whole, see? Your faith does it. It was her faith that did it. And it's your faith that does it. Now, to this woman here, God might not say one thing to her. Now, is there anybody, everybody along that line here, strangers to me, who's standing here? If you are, raise up your hands. Everybody that's strangers to me. That's all the way down the line. How many out there are strangers to me? Let's raise up your hands everywhere. Now, I don't know one of you. The only ones that I know in this audience tonight, God in heaven knows, is just what I've introduced besides my boy here. And that's the only ones that I know. But now, God knows every one of you. Now, in the supernatural realm, may the Lord grant His blessings, is my prayer. Now, sister, if you just come a little near this way, if you will, just so I can keep you out of line of other people. You are a human being, but yet you're a spirit, too. If you didn't have no spirit, you'd be dead. So every time when you see an automobile going down the road, that automobile is operated by a spirit represented in a body. See? Now, I'm not dealing with your body. I'm dealing with the spirit. Like when life grows out of a tumor, I'm not dealing with that growth tumor. I'm dealing with that life in that growth. It's a separate life from the person who has it, or a cancer, or a cataract, or whatever disease it is. Now, we're standing here as two human beings, never met in our life before, perfect, total strangers to one another. And you're standing here as a woman, and he is a man. A very beautiful picture to begin with tonight, like our Lord Jesus, and not taking His place, but I mean that He's here, you see. And the woman at the well of Samaria. Not you taking her place, but it's just a man and a woman standing talking. Now, he talked to her for quite a while, until he talked the conversation, until he found out what was wrong with her. Found her spirit, and then God showed him what was wrong, and he told her. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. Said, you said, well, of course you got five, and he who you now have is not your husband. And as thou saidest well. And she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. He said, I know when Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. But who are you as a prophet? He said, I'm the Messiah. So that was the sign of the Messiah then. It's the sign of the Messiah today. And if he would come here now in the person of you and I, and would come in our body, and would perform the same thing he did to that woman at the well, would you believe it would be the sign of the Messiah? Would you accept it that way? Would the audience accept it that way? The sign of the Messiah? Or may he grant it for his glory then, for his word's sake. Not that we're worthy, but for his word. Now the lady is standing here talking with her, just looking at her. You don't have to answer me, rather she wouldn't. But just to catch her spirit, get her single, because it's coming from everywhere. But the Lord may not say one thing to me about the woman. She realizes she's in his presence. She knows it's not me. That feeling that she has right now is just moving on her. As that cloud settles between her and I, she knows that that's not a man. She knows it only can come from God. And now, I want you to look this way, lady, and just believe with all your heart. It's the only way I have of helping you to know more of the Lord Jesus. Not knowing what you're here for, knowing nothing about you, but God does know. But as the lady begins to notice, she's suffering with a tremendous nervous condition. And that nervous condition is very, very bad. Now I see her trying to hold on to things. She drops things all the time. She's having the spells of get worse on her time. And especially in the middle of the day, look like when she's trying to wash dishes or something, she's dropping them. But she's trouble of it is she her trouble is in her back. It's her spinal condition that's making her trouble. And the woman also is suffering with something. That, yes, she's conscious of it. She has tumors, and those tumors are located on her breast. That's the truth, isn't it? Now, that wasn't me talking, man. That's me now. But that was him. Whatever he said. You believe him with all your heart? And come here just a minute now so we can pray. Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon this poor child and rebuke the enemy that's doing this evil to her. May it come out from her and leave her in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go out of her. Amen. All right, sister, look this way. If you knew what was in your life back there, you're a witness of that. Was that true? Every word true. All right. This is true, too. Go out of here, rejoice, and have it. Bless you. Now, go rejoice, and it'll be all right. Don't worry no more. Have faith in God. Don't doubt, but believe with all your heart, you shall have what you ask for. Now, do you believe that Messiah, the Lord Jesus, has raised from the dead in his presence this year? You believe it? All right. Now, this lady here, I suppose, maybe? She's perhaps a stranger. I guess we are, aren't we, ladies? We're strangers to each other. I do not know you. I've never seen him alive. But the Lord Jesus knows all about you. And you are, I see you, another woman standing way behind the woman. It's the same woman, only she's younger. And she's suffering with something like headache. It's a migraine headache. You've had them for a long time. And you see a woman that's in a horrible condition. It looks, it's another woman. It's a friend. No, it isn't. It's your sister. I see as a little girl come up playing. And now she's laying in a place where it looks like it's a hospital of a bed. And she's all bound up with a black spirit hanging to keep the demonology. She's suffering with demon oppression in a hospital. Thus saith the Holy Spirit. Now you believe with all your heart? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may our sister receive that which she has come for as a lay hands on her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Go rejoicing. All right. Would you come, lady? Oh, my. Now the whole kingdom of the world belongs to the Christian. All things within his kingdom belong to you. He gives you all things freely by your faith. Amen. Have faith and believe now. Is this my patience? All right, I want you to look to me just a moment, ladies. We are strangers, I suppose, to each other. And we do not know each other, but the Lord Jesus knows us both. Brother, you're sitting there praying. The big man looking at me with a white shirt on. Because you know that there's a spirit of death lingering near you. But you believe and are praying that God would turn me around and show and talk to you. And you in your prayer made this promise. If I would talk to you, you would accept your healing. That's true, isn't it? That's right. All right, you're suffering with heart trouble, aren't you? If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, go and be well. God bless you. Your faith make you whole. Just give God praise and glory. Have faith. All right, ladies. You believe now with all your heart? Now, your suffering, variety, closing around seems to be a great dark spirit which is tremendous nervous condition. You've been bothered with it for some time. I see you got a fall, and you hurt your knees. Your knees, that's what you want me to pray for, is your knees. And you are a Christian. And I see you going into a church. It's a full God, it's Assembly of God church. You belong to the Assemblies of God. Come forward now for your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn the devil that did the evil to the Christian. Come out, Satan. I adjure thee to leave the woman. Amen. Go on your own, sister, thanking and praising God. Amen. You believe, sister? With all your heart. All right, you believe me to be his servant. I'm so thankful for that you do. All right. Now, I want you to believe that the Lord Jesus is here and knows you, knows me, knows all about every condition. And I'm just an instrument in his hand. I've never seen you, know nothing about you, but God knows you. The first place, you're not from this city. You come from the north, coming south. You come from a city called Atlanta, and you're just outside of there, and you're a woman preacher. Right. And you're suffering with a bladder trouble and a female condition, and it's left you. You return to your city happy, praising the Lord. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe, for all things are possible to them that believe.
Give a patient name. All right. We're strangers to each other.
And you come from a street called Monument Street. And it's 302 Monument Street, Augusta, Georgia. Return back now to your home, thanking God and being happy, and you can be made well. Heavenly Father, I bless the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Go and receive that which you let's say praise be to God.
Now have faith. Believe with all your... What's the woman? She's a death shed on the woman. Bow your heads everywhere.
Where do you think we can get us to sit here?
Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, author of everlasting life, and giver of every good gift, we do not desire of thee, our Heavenly Father, miracles, for it is said that a weak and governess generation seeketh after such, but we desire, Lord, relief for thy children, and we believe that thou art here.
And the scripture is written that when the Holy Spirit went out of a man, he could hear. And I pray thee, Father, not for glory of self, but for the glory of God, that this death spirit come from the woman. Hear the prayer of your servant, Father. Now, Satan, you whose death in the woman, I charge thee by the Lord Jesus Christ that you leave her, come out of her in Jesus Christ's name. Let every head stay bowed a minute. Can you hear me now? Say, praise the Lord. Now, raise up your hand. Praise the Lord. Hear me all right now? All right, now you raise your head. Now, praise the Lord. Here's your thing gone. You don't need it anymore. Go off the platform rejoicing. Let's say, praise the Lord. Thank you, well. The Lord Jesus being made merciful. You believe? Just a moment. You've been awfully sick, haven't you, lady? You have a cancer, don't you, sir? Sitting right there on the end of his waist. You believe this woman does too? You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? You believe it? You believe it too? Raise up your hand, man. Almighty God, author of life, we condemn this devil in the name of the Lord Jesus. May it go from them. Come out, Satan, in Jesus' name. God bless you now, lady. The dark streak ceases to be. Go on your road rejoicing and be happy. God bless you. Would you come, my brother? You believe? You believe that God will make you well? You know, I don't know you, but God does know you, doesn't he? You believe that God will heal you this diabetes and let you go home and be well? Or you may go on your road rejoicing and thanking the Lord Jesus. Come, sir. Heart trouble is nothing for God to heal. He can make you whole anytime. You believe it? All right. God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing. Thanks be to God. All right. Would you come, lady? You believe? You believe God can heal you just kidney trouble and make you well? Raise up your hand. Say, I accept it. Then on your road rejoicing. Saying, praise be to God in Jesus' name. You believe, lady? With all your heart? Watch your tongue. You got many things matter with you. Thyroid trouble, for one thing. But the main thing, you come because you're stiffing up all the time with arthritis, and you want God to heal you. Isn't that right? You accept it now? Then go on your road rejoicing. It'll all lead you, and you'll be well. Let's say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You have a lady's trouble. For one thing, you've had it for a long time. But one of the great things that's matter with you, of course, the things you take in your life would be a heart trouble that you're suffering with. You believe that God heals you now of the heart trouble? That's right. Then go on your road rejoicing, saying, thanks be to God who gives it. As the same thing, heart trouble. Now, you believe that God will make the sow well and you well too? You go. All right, go on your road. You can have just exactly what you asked for. Let's say praise be to God. Dad, you believe that old stiffness is gone? You're going on your road happy, rejoicing? God bless you. Just keep moving and shouting the praises of God and have what you asked for. Come, sister. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that God is here? You believe that His presence is here? You're a mighty young woman to have this. That's right. But what's caused it? It's because you're a nervous type of person. You're upset all the time. You're nervous. And it's caused you to have a stomach trouble. And it's got a peptic ulcer, which caused you to have acid in your stomach and so forth, burns, and your food don't agree with you, you're restless at night. That's exactly right. You've actually been nervous since you was a child. Ever since you was a little girl. When you was in school, they used to complain about it. And you've been just a little nearsighted, too. When you read your book, you hold it right close to you in the school when you was a little girl. Those things are true, lady. Now you're healed. You believe now with all your heart? God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing now. Be happy. God bless you. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? I'm a stranger to you. But there's a hospital waiting for you to take that tumor out. But you believe God can kill it right now? I lay my hands up on you in the name of the Lord Jesus and ask God if He'll do this for you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go and may you never have to be operated. All right. You believe with all your heart? How do you do, sir? God can take that kidney trouble away from you right there. Do you believe it? You accept it? You believe you're in His presence? You believe that can that lets me know that? Then go on your road. You can have just what you ask for. God bless you. May the Lord bless you, my dear brother. All right. Come. Would you come, sister? You have a lady's trouble that bothers you. But the main thing that's bothering you now is heart trouble. because you're having smothering spells and things like that, and especially when you lay down after eating a whole lot, caused from a nervous condition, which is not a heart trouble. It's a nervous condition. It's causing gas back up on your heart. You're going home now. You believe you're going home and eat and be well and all right? You believe you're going to be well? Then go on your road rejoicing and thanking the Lord Jesus forever. Let you get well and be well. Would you come, lady? You know, it was kind of a hard thing, that woman there, because you stand in front of her. See? There's something wrong with her. I don't remember now what it was, but I seen you. And it told her about eating. Because it was a stomach trouble, it was you that had the stomach trouble, so you just go on your road and eat what you want to. Jesus, be well and believe with all your heart. Let's say praise the Lord. What about those you see while you're sitting there? Would you believe it? All right, go on your road rejoicing and saying praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Come. You believe, lady? You got an abscess. And that's on the female gland. You got a female trouble. You believe Jesus makes you well now?
In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it to leave.
Let's say praise be to God. Would you bow your head again? There's death that's hanging at the woman.
Oh God, not able to hear, but thou can do all things. She can't hear the message, so faith cometh by hearing. That's why I stop her, Lord, not for any other purpose, but that faith might be known, that faith cometh by hearing, and if it can't hear, how can faith come? So I pray, God, that you'll give me this special blessing at this time to cast away this evil from my sister. So Satan, upon the basis of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as his representative, sent by an angel ordaining so to come and do this, I adjure thee in the name of the living God that you come out of the woman. How long has he been a hold of you? You hear me all right now? You're perfectly normal and well. Can you hear me all right now? What's going on? You hear me? Perfect. God bless you. That other trouble left you to you. Oh, my. That's a female trouble to God. What he can heal you right there. Don't you believe that? In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn you to the devil. You're healed, sister. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe him? Have faith. My voice hit my side, so I know it must be close to time. You believe with all your heart? You got high blood pressure. You got heart trouble. The woman behind you has the same. Both high blood and your husband and wife. Go on your road home. Get well.
Hallelujah.
Believe.
Hallelujah.
Are you believing? Who's that lady going through there just then? Is the light following her? No, it isn't. There's a little lady looking at me there. Standing right out here looking at me. A little pink-looking dress of a fair. You're suffering with asthma. You believe God will heal you? Will you stand up just a minute? All right, you got asthma, or you had asthma. Jesus makes you well. The lady next to you, tell her to stand up. She's suffering too. Just remain standing. All right, you suffer with a head trouble, don't you, lady? All right, you can go be made well. Tell the lady next to you to stand. You believe, lady? You believe God will make you well? All right, you can have yours also from high blood. That man sitting right here, I see a man out here worried about his boy. He's studying about a boy. That boy is some sort of a man. He's got cancer. And he's been a soldier. He's in Korean War. And the boy's got cancer. And he's backslid. And you're worried about him. Isn't that right, sir? Raise your hand and accept God for the healer. I condemn every devil, every unclean spirit, every devil of doubt. It has no right to hold these people any longer. And anybody that will believe me and believe that I tell you the truth, right now, I condemn every unclean spirit and every devil of doubt, and I don't care what's wrong with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up on your feet, give God praise, and you shall be healed, a whole group of you right now.
I pray in Jesus' name.
Now, if we'll just be reverent for a few moments. Let's see if they're like,
Well, that's the way about as funny as you can get in that line, I suppose. All right, we'll pray for a few right here now, and then we'll wait just a little bit to see wherever our precious Heavenly Father will lead. Now, I want you to believe with all your heart. I see a man, son, Richard, is that your girl, is it? A man's got so much faith, he's got a little holy old girl sitting here. When this prayer line begins to start, he reaches over and takes a big brace and shoe off his child. That's the way. That's the way. Mm-hmm. That's faith. That's the way to believe it. Our loving Savior knows all things, can do all things. Now, along this prayer line here, just a few, maybe we can stand up a few more in a moment. I want to ask you along there, are you all strangers to me in the prayer line? If you are, raise your hands. All of you strangers. Are you all strangers out there? Raise your hands. Everywhere in the... All strangers. Then I don't know you. I know nothing of you. But I want to ask you something. Just make this just on the Bible. Now, what if Jesus was standing here wearing this suit that he gave me? Now, what if he was standing here? What would he do with this situation tonight? What if someone out there would come and say, Jesus, will you heal me? You know what he'd say to you? He'd say, I've already done it. Don't you believe it? Is that right? What he done at Calvary, he can't do no more. See, he healed you at Calvary. He saved you at Calvary. Now, you say, I was saved 2 years ago, Brother Branham. Well, you wasn't saved. You were saved 1,900 years ago. You accepted it 2 years ago. Jesus paid for your sins when he died at Calvary. He paid for your sickness when he died at Calvary. So therefore, if God, in his mercy, did that, the only thing he could do now would either pick up the Bible, preach the word, or he might be able to speak with a language that would be interpreted by somebody else and tell somebody something to do. Or, he being the prince of prophets, he could perhaps stand here like he did in the Bible time, and your faith could come over and touch him till virtue would go out of him, and he'd turn around and say, who touched me? And he'd look around and tell you just exactly what happened. Is that right? Is that Jesus? Then if this lady sitting here in the chair would come up here, and Jesus would know her, I don't know her. God knows that. I've never seen her in my life. But what I'm trying to get at you, friend, so you'll always remember, now when Jesus did those things, what did Philip say he was? The Son of God. What did the woman say he was? The very Messiah, because he did it. But what did the Jews say he was? Say he's a fortune teller. He's a devil. He's Beelzebub, the prince of all the fortune tellers. See, they know he knew what was wrong with them. He knew their hearts, he knew their troubles, for the Father showed him what he wanted to know. You see what I mean? Now that's Jesus tonight, the saint. All right. Now, be reverent, wherever you are, and this ought to settle it once forever. Would you bring that lady here, tell her to come here? Come here. Now, lady, I just want you to stand there. That's all I ask you to do, just stand there. I don't know you. You don't know me. You just raised your hands. You didn't know me, and I don't know you. But God knows both of us, sister. And I hesitate about that sister for a minute, you see, to say that, but I realize now you are. Now, see, it's first thing I know that you're a Christian, because as soon as I caught your spirit, it come in like that you was a Christian. See, your spirit was welcome. If it kept turning dark and cloudy, I knowed you wasn't, see. And therefore, I wouldn't have called you my sister. So then, but you are a Christian. Now, that's just what Philip said to Nathanael. When he came up, he said, behold, an Israelite, or a believer, in whom is no guile. He said, how'd you know I was an Israelite, a true believer? See? That's the same spirit. That woman could have been a rank sinner, but I know she's a Christian. See? Because the first thing, her spirit, when this anointing is here now, it caught like quick. See? I seen it was a Christian. It made it welcome. See? So I know she's a Christian. Now, if I don't know the woman, she don't know me. If the Holy Spirit will reveal to her what she's here for. Now, of course, the longer I talk to her, more it would say. You know that night after night. But if it would just tell her what she's here for, would the whole group of you believe that I've told the truth? That'd be God saying it's the truth? Now, a man can come by here and tell you anything in the world, make up some kind of fanaticism, do anything he wants to. That he can do that, tell you that. That don't make it so. But when God comes back around and says that's the truth, then you better believe it. Because not to believe that is sin. So I testify. Now it's God's time to testify whether I've told the truth or not. All right. Now, just then you're talking to the lady. Never seen her in my life. But the lady's very conscious right now that something is near her that isn't her brother here, a man. There's something near her that she knows it isn't. That's that angel right there you see on the picture. It's right here now. Just a light between me and the woman. That's the reason it dropped down there and I felt it welcome. Light all the way through. She's a Christian. Now I just want to talk to you just a moment, you being the first patient. And I want every person, no matter where you are and what's wrong with you, you look this way and you say, now, Lord Jesus, I know that man up there, he's just a man. And if you just let me have faith and let my faith be built just the place like the lady will be. And then watch what God will do. And then you accept him as your healer, as your savior, whatever you have need of. Now to talk to you, lady, there's people from here all around tonight. I've just got to single you out, spiritual everywhere. Now, me being just a man, then you just a woman, it's the very same kind of a picture that Jesus talking to a woman at the well. It's a man and a woman again. I don't know you and never seen you. But I just have to get your spirit different from these other spirit of people who's talking or who's praying, you know, at this time. Faith coming in. But immediately, now if the audience is still hearing my voice, the lady's moving away from me. And she's a lady. That woman standing before me has just recently been in a hospital. And that's just been hours ago. She was just dismissed from the hospital today or this afternoon. 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
She has a rare blood disease.
Oh,
with a mental nervous condition.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
On your own, sister. Your
Jesus.
Faith heals you. You make yourself well. Amen. You believe? All your heart now. Have faith. Don't doubt. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But you've got to believe. I just have faith out there. And you shall have what you ask for. Little lady sitting there in a pink coat with that bladder trouble. Just, you've been healed. God bless you. Lay your hand over on the lady next to you because she suffers with a nervous condition on this side over there. Our Heavenly Father, her faith touched. I got weak. I seen the light of you hanging over. I pronounce them well in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. See, you don't need prayer car. You have faith, believe that God has said truth. For he's nothing but truth. He's the resource of all truth. Now, just be reverent. Just believe with all your heart. You can have what you ask for if you just believe it. Now, this is the patient. I'm not beside myself, but the world will never know, sister, what a feeling it is. Now, we do not know each other. We're strange to each other. And I am your brother in the Lord Jesus, and we are here trying to help one another. If I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. If I could help you. But there's nothing in me that I could help except God would let me know what to do. So if he will reveal to me why you're standing here, will you accept it then as truth, if it's finances or whatever it is, you believe that God is interested in your case and is going to hear. You'll do it. And may the Lord grant it. It's my prayer as you look at me. Not, you know, like Peter and John passed through the gate called Beulah, said, look on us. Look on us. Not look to them as Him, but just to give attention to what they're saying, catch the attraction of the Spirit. I see that you had some trouble with the eyes condition. And I see a doctor, it's examined, and he consulted another man. And that man, they don't know what's wrong with your eyes.
Amen.
They can't say, they can't put their hand on it, what it is.
Amen. That's true.
And then I see him giving you some kind of a, something down in the stomach here, something. It's a fallen stomach.
Amen.
You have a fallen stomach.
All my life.
The doctors has given you up in them regard.
That's right.
And you are not from, you're not from this city.
No.
You come from a, up the road this way.
Amen.
Atlanta.
Right.
And the doctor said, Miss Curdy, you something like that, he calls you. That's right.
That's right.
You return home now and be well.
Amen.
Your faith makes you well. God bless you. Have faith. You're the father of the child. Have faith in God. Don't doubt, but believe. If thou canst believe. Now remember, this is not me. Hear to it, it's not. Now your attitude towards it, call it what you wish to, that'll determine what you get from it. Depends on how you approach it. The woman touched his garment, she had virtue come to her. The man who smacked him on the face and hit him with a reed and said, prophesy and say, you hit you. There is no virtue to that. Little lady, sitting right back there, you're suffering with head trouble, aren't you, lady? Sitting looking at me right there. You believe, yes, ma'am. You believe Jesus will heal you? He did heal you right then. You suffered with that for a long time, lady. It's gone from you now. Your faith made you whole. Praise be to the living God. Oh, how we love Him. How you should love Him. While the Holy Spirit's moving there, there's a man sitting right behind you, sitting there with an arthritis. You believe, sir, that the Lord Jesus will make you well? You believe it?
Yes, sir.
You do? All right, sir. You can have your healing then. God bless you. Kind of shocks you, doesn't it? The lady sitting right back there holding her hand up praying, she's got a bladder trouble. She wants to be healed too, looking right at me, sitting right back in the back. You believe that God will heal you back there, lady? All right. If you believe it, you can have your healing. Amen. Isn't He marvelous? Lady sitting right back here, right back through here. She's looking right at me. I see the light hanging right over. She doesn't have a prayer card, but she's suffering with a heart trouble and arthritis. That light went right straight from this man over to her. Right through here. And now, sister, if you want to believe with all your heart, you're wearing glasses, you want to believe, you can be healed. Jesus Christ will make you well. God bless you. All right, that settles it. Amen. Oh, how wonderful. Do you believe? Now, here, it looks like you can see that Christian friend. See that light whirling? He's standing right here, coming right over. That's sitting right there. You got severe carcinoma veins sitting right there. You believe Jesus is going to make you well with those veins, heal you? You believe it with all your heart? If you do, you can have your healing. God bless you. Excuse me, sir. You believe me to be His servant? Yes. You come with your baby. Mighty sweet little baby. I don't know you. You know that. I'm a total stranger to you. I've never seen you, I suppose, in my life, sir. We are totally strange to each other. But God knows both of us, doesn't He, sir? You got your little baby, and I can see that baby coming from being examined, and the doctor says there's no hope for it. That baby is suffering with cancer in the blood called leukemia. That's right. There's not a hope in the world for it. And my brother, the father of that baby, you need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't you? You're a sinner. Will you accept Him now as your Savior? Will you raise your hand and say, Lord, I accept you? Now put your hand right over on your baby. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I now rebuke this devil that's killing this baby. May pardon and grace come to this father, and may they go and live and be happily together in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Your sins are gone. Have faith in God now. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be made well. You believe Him? What do you think, sir? You believe me as God's servant? Your trouble is in your back. It's a spinal condition. It's right, isn't it? You're having hopes tonight that you can get saved in another thing. You got a habit you want deliverance from, isn't it? Smoking cigarettes. Will you give them up right now? Raise your hand and say, God, this finishes it. On your road, and your back trouble will be well.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's say praise be to God. Death lingers near, so does life. Do you believe that Christ could heal you, this horrible demon? Do you believe He'll take it away from you and make you well of this cancer? Almighty God, the author of life, the giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the woman and heal her in Jesus' name, I pray. Satan, I rebuke thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing now. Just a minute. What do you think, sir, sitting here in that wheelchair? Are you believing? You believe Jesus will make you well? Kind of struck you then, didn't it? You realize something happened. You believe me to be His servant? Will you obey me as His prophet? Then you can get up out of your wheelchair and push it and go home. Jesus Christ will make you well. Don't be scared. Believe. And the rest of you, while He's coming out, you can do the very same thing. There He is! You want to stand up? Every one of you, stand to your feet right at this time. Almighty God, all through life, give her every good gift. Send my spirit upon these people and heal them everyone. Satan, I condemn thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, this is every one of you, stand to your feet everywhere and give God praise. The Holy Ghost.
Glory to God, glory to God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Told down in the name of the Lord. Rise up now in the name of the Lord. Up. He told you to rise.